Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, July 21st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays, Ernest Hemingway, born this day in 1899.
Peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train. Come on.
Yusuf Islam, better known as Cat Stevens, is 66.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Robin Williams, 63 today. Prince William of Great Britain, 32. This day in history, July 21st, 1861, early in the Civil War, the first Battle of Bull Run. In 1925, the Scopes monkey trial comes to an end, with John Scopes found guilty of teaching evolution in a Tennessee classroom. We overshot it by one day, but what the heck? 45 years ago Sunday,
the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. I'm going to step off the limb. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong wins the space race for the U.S. when he becomes the first man to walk on the moon. Number one on the charts, The Shape of Things to Come in 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets with Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one.
On the KETR events calendar, a dedication of the new Dr. Pepper mural in downtown Commerce this Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Dr. Pepper's Snapple Group, A&M Commerce, and the City of Commerce have partnered to bring a new vintage mural to Commerce, highlighting the city's and Dr. Pepper's longstanding relationship and heritage. Located on Main Street, the mural is the first of three to be painted as part of a downtown revitalization effort in Commerce. That's Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Ernest Hemingway, born this day in 1899. Courage is grace under pressure. Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor Dr. John Bellotti, the Mayor of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, let's talk about the airport, the Commerce Municipal Airport.
Sure.
Some improvements on the way out there. Now, first of all, for people, I bet there's a lot of people maybe who've even lived in Commerce for a while who didn't know we have a municipal airport.
And actually, there are two airports, the old airport, which is 100 acres, and then the new airport, and we're actually working on remodeling the new airport.
Where's the old airport then?
On the other side of the tree line, parallel to the to the new airport.
That I didn't know. It's on the way as if you're going to Ladonia.
Yes.
And of course, we all go to Ladonia, you know, several times a week. So that's the Commerce Municipal Airport. But you have a grant to make some improvements, and you have hired a company now to make those improvements.
Yes, we have a little more than $2 million grant that Commerce Economic Development Corporation paid the 20% part of, which was $230,000. We got this a few months ago and have gone through the interviewing potential engineers and organizations to do the work, and Garver Engineering won the bid. Was awarded the bid, and we're working on. It's a few months down the line here. Paperwork, architectural designs, and when all this is done, as near as I can tell from discussions with city manager and Garver, we should be able to use that airport probably in the late spring, maybe early summer.
Now, when you say use the airport, you mean take advantage of the improvements
yes.
that will be made?
Yes.
Because it's in use now.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not to the such that that planes cannot and do not land out there because they do.
They do, yes. But what we're hoping for with this is to get a little bit more traffic, particularly refueling traffic. It's easier to get in and out of here than other locations. And we do have, surprisingly enough, students at Texas A&M University Commerce who have parents that have planes, and they fly in to visit for weekends, long weekends, and even athletic events.
Wow. So basically this first phase that you're going to be doing is to repair whatever problems there are with the runway.
Be resurfacing that, yes, and creating a taxiway so there'll be a little bit more space for the planes to wait while takeoff. It's an uncontrolled airport, and with uncontrolled airports, you depend particularly on the pilots to take care of their own traffic. And so that's an issue that providing a little more space for them on the ground will be better.
Mm-hmm. Now, ultimately, what you're hoping to do is extend the runway, right? And that would be quite a big deal.
John Mark, that's probably a couple of years down the road, because once we get this runway and taxiway and things prepared for the planes, we have to bring the FAA out and another application. In order to bring a little larger jet plane in that lands now, we need to be about 5,000 to 5,400 feet. So we'll have to lengthen the current airport runway, and that involves another grant. So we're looking a couple of years down the road.
But so as far as extending the runway, that's what you want to do. That's somewhat speculative right now.
But that's the ultimate goal.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Now, can jets land out there now?
Small.
A very small jet could.
But not anything let's say the chancellor visiting from College Station couldn't bring theirs in.
Right, okay. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Now, some interesting developments. We see that Dickie's Barbecue is moving into the old Chicken Express building.
And we'll back up just a little bit. As you know, we had the ribbon cutting for the Black Angus on the 9th, and Chicken Express moved into their new building. We had the ribbon cutting for them on the 3rd. And Dickie's, as you have noted, is moving into that old Chicken Express building.
And, of course, making some improvements or changes in that building as they move in there. You know, restaurants, I suppose, in some way, some people may say it's a trivial thing, but it's a quality of life thing, too, isn't
sure.
it? It makes it a nicer place to live if you have some good places for people to go eat.
And also brings in visitors. Mm-hmm. Commerce is certainly, there's enough community around Commerce that we'd like to be a little bit more of a central location, particularly for dining.
Mm-hmm. The arrangement with Morris Rec Center for the use of the pool seems to be going well.
Terrific. I've noticed I was teaching summer one, and I'd leave the school sometimes between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd always kind of peek over there. And a number of times, virtually every day, there were mothers with young children. And a few times I noticed a number of youngsters playing basketball. So that particular plan seems to be working. And I'm surprised because I still find people in Commerce that I talk about that and they didn't even know it exists. And so we've been working on this now for months. In fact, June 15th was the starting date. So we're looking at waiting to get the final, the tallies in so we can pay for the month, our half for the month of June. Mm-hmm. So people in Commerce need to know that they can use the rec center and the swimming pool for half price. That would be $1.50 for children 17 and under and $3.50 for parents.
And that will continue throughout the summer?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
John Mark, always a pleasure.
All right, great. The Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.